And in order to make it a good day, our focus on health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, be here with us in a few minutes with an update of the things that are going on in the world of medicine this week. In the meantime, it's always important for us to get a proper spin on the day. And with that in mind, and my focus on health and your well-being and my well-being, I have a lot of experiments that I've over the years tried, and I try to bring you usually the cause and effect of some of the things that I've tried. And those of you who've listened to me for a long time know I'm a big fan of omega-3 fish oil. It is the most recommended dietary supplement there is. It's great for your heart. It's good for your brain. It's good for your joints. All of those things. Most of you don't like it because you get fish burps. Everybody teases me about my burps. I do not get fish burps when I take Vitality Omega 3 from Solana Health. I've been using that for over a year. It is very potent. It has really helped improve my blood tests. And there are no burps. No aftertaste. So let's spend a couple of minutes with Dave McMahon, who is the founder and CEO of Solana Health, also the makers of Cardiol, which certainly you know I've talked about a lot on this program. And let's get to the bottom of why their fish oil doesn't cause those burps. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Yeah, Doug, it's a dirty little secret that in the fish oil business, most fish oils are actually in an alcohol form. So they're actually an ethyl ester alcohol, and that is an unstable form, turns rancid easily, and it can only be digested in your liver.
Hey. You said most fish oil capsules are alcohol-based. Why is that?
Well, because when we make fish oil, we distill down the actual body fat of the fish to get it to an oil. And when you distill, it turns into an alcohol. And alcohol is hard to digest. It oxidizes very easily. And that's really what causes the fish burps and the aftertaste.
You know, for a long time, I'm not a drinker. Whenever I have wine or anything that's like that, an alcohol base, I have burps. So I never honestly knew what the cause of it was before now you have enlightened me. By the way, as we have this conversation, I want you to know that you can get a free 30-day trial of this Vitality Fish Oil and get all of the heart and brain benefits that we were talking about, the joint benefits. You pay $7.95 shipping and handling after you've called 888-809-6424, or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug. You don't get any extra charges. You don't get any extra shipments you don't want. No strings attached. cardiol.net/Doug, or call 888-809-6424 for a 30-day free trial of Vitality Fish Oil. All right, so let's talk about the brass tacks down to the bottom line here, the difference between what the other oils are we're talking about and Vitality Omega 3.
Yeah, so ours we actually turn back into the natural form that you get when you eat a fish, and that's called a triglyceride molecule. And it takes months. It's a lot more expensive to do it that way, but it is much easier to digest. And it actually absorbs at a much higher rate into your bloodstream. It goes right through your stomach into your bloodstream.
And no burps.
And no fish burps.
No burps.
And no burps.
No burps. All right, what about the quality? I have read that a lot of these fish oil companies are being sued because they got a lot of junk in the fish oil that they sell.
Yeah, some big brands that you've heard of, CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, and some others were actually found to have excessive plasticizer in their fish oil last year. Unfortunately, in the U.S., there really is no testing required for these supplements, and that's why you end up getting a lot of these contaminants. Our fish oil is tested by lot by a nonprofit called the International Fish Oil Standards Body. And they use the strictest testing that there is, and they actually publish the results on their website for each lot that we produce. And we always get a 5-star rating certifying no heavy metals, no plasticizers, no dioxins, none of that stuff you don't want.
All right. Again, I want to let everybody know you can get a free 30-day trial of Vitality Fish Oil and get all of the heart and brain benefits, the joint benefits that we were talking about. You pay shipping and handling. Dial 888-809-6424 right now while you're thinking about it for the free 30-day trial. Or go to cardiol.net/Doug. No charges, no extra shipments, not like you get when you're dialing some of these other companies. They want you to sign up and you have to do the cancellation. All that stuff, none of the things that would turn you away. This is just a way for you to get started and do well. Cardiol.net/Doug, CARDIOL.net/Doug, or call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Vitality Fish Oil. You will understand what Dave has been talking about once you try it. Dave McMahon here from Solana Health on Good Day.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of our medical experts here on Good Day, with an overview of some of the important medical news of the week, including a story about biting your nails, burping. Here we are again. Everybody seems to be focused on my burping, Ken. The things that are bad, or at least we think they are bad, but not so fast.
Exactly. You know, from an early age, we're taught to curb our bad personal habits, so it might come as a surprise to learn that some of these have some health benefits. Biting your nails, unless your hands are filthy, Doug, the bugs we encounter when biting our nails could boost our immune system. Burping, a loud burp or belch, though offensive, it may in fact protect your body against damage from stomach acid.
Why is it offensive? Why is it that people find burping offensive? What is there?
I think it's wired into the DNA.
Yeah, but how much do you burp? I don't remember ever hearing you burp.
I get a lot of feedback at home when I do, so I'm conditioned.
Uh-huh. Okay, keep going.
Knuckle cracking, the loud pop of someone cracking their knuckles, has no effect on the health of our joints, and may make the joint feel more flexible. Eating in bed. Actually, you need to be very relaxed and comfortable when you eat, and where are you more comfortable? But if you do, make sure you're upright, get some support with pillows, make sure the belly is not crunched, and spitting. When you're exercising, spitting can help you breathe more easily. When we exercise, our mouth and throat produce more saliva. We breathe through our mouth, and you may need to spit to actually exercise effectively.
No matter how I'm feeling so good. Burping and spitting? Wow. I feel like a new man. And the other day, Meredith and I didn't feel well. It's the first time for a long time I've had a day that I didn't feel well after we came back from our trip from Florida. So we spent the day mostly in bed, and we ate in bed. And I hadn't eaten, had a meal in bed for ages. And it was kind of just a nice little, I wasn't thinking about the health benefits, just kind of nice to eat in bed.
As relaxed as you can get. It's the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic nervous system has to be stimulated, and it works as long as you don't get that belly crunched up and things can smoothly get down.
Annette died. Annette, when I have saying that, you don't have to say Funicello. Everybody knows when you talk about Annette, who we're talking about. She had MS for 20-some-odd years, really started to cripple in the last few years. So what do we learn from that story?
How sad. The woman we all wanted to bring home to mom.
Yeah. or not. Keep going.
MS is a condition, Doug, where the body's immune system attacks the myelin sheath, which protect nerve cells of the brain and spinal cord. This is the insulation for the nerves. It's like the insulation around the wires. It's usually diagnosed when a person's between ages 20 and 50. MS won't necessarily make a person's life shorter, but it can affect the quality of life through its symptoms. There are many, many symptoms we can talk about during the weekend, and there are also a lot of complications of MS. We'll get into this more detail over the weekend, but fortunately there are some treatments. There's no cure that can slow down the symptoms, but Annette had the worst of the six different subtypes, and unfortunately she's no longer with us, but I think she's dancing in on the beaches of heaven right now.
Let's hope. All right, quick news about fiber content and how that is good if you have a risk of stroke. More fiber, please.
This is out of the medical journal Stroke. Each 7 grams, that's 1/4 of an ounce increase in total daily fiber intake. Doug, it's linked to a 7% decrease in stroke risk. One serving of whole wheat pasta plus 2 servings of fruits or vegetables. This also provides about 7 grams of fiber. Greater intake of fiber-rich foods. These are things such as whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts. They're important for everyone, and especially for those with stroke risk factors.
All right, this presentation of Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who bring you Cardiol. They're 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce your cholesterol levels, your triglycerides. You've heard us talking about this for the last year and a half. So now what they want you to know, Ken, is that they have a cholesterol test kit that you can do at home. It gives you all your cholesterol numbers, and in fact, for the third and sixth caller right now at 888-809-6424, you will get a free cholesterol home test kit worth $89.95. These are important, very important. A couple of drops of blood on a card, you get a complete lipid file that's 99% accurate. FDA approved. Wake up and make sure you get the right readings. Every third and sixth caller, get a free cholesterol home test kit at 888-809-6424.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Anniversary of his marrying Valerie Bertinelli. On this date, 1981, Eddie and Valerie of One Day at a Time fame was married in L.A. He was so cool that the group was named after him. It's kind of like this program. I'm so cool, this radio program was named after me.
Well, there were two members of the band that were named Van Halen, so yeah. I think they just kind of overtook the whole thing.
So David Lee Roth was in it at the time, so was Sammy Hagar, right?
And Alex Van Halen was
Alex
the drummer.
Van Halen. Mm-hmm. A lot of
Michael
toe tappers.
Michael Anthony. Sammy Hagar came after David Lee Roth.
I got it.
Michael Anthony was on bass.
All right.
He was actually a guitar player, but they already had a guitar player in Eddie, so Michael played bass.
What did she see in him, Jennifer, do you think?
You know what? He's got that rocker thing. I don't know. I think girls like that bad boy musician type.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a long-term marriage thing, but yeah, you know, girls like that.
And Van Halen had this thing about them where they were just this super fun rock band,
mm-hmm.
where they were flying around on stage with cables and really just kind of silly, fun whole thing. And that was kind of different. It was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so congratulations to them. Although they got divorced, what, about 4 or 5 years ago?
More than that now.
She did.
It's probably been 10 years now.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the two ladies of the house here, Roberta and Jennifer. When she got divorced, she gained a lot of weight. Is that something that happens when women get divorced? Does that tell you that?
I think she had gained the weight.
Yeah, she was already heavy.
After they got divorced, she lost the weight.
Yeah, she lost. Really? She did revenge weight loss.
Exactly.
Although the guy she's with right now, I happen to know them through someone, and
really?
I guess he's very, very nice and sweet and different than, you know, probably the rock star image that she was used to. But yeah, I think she lost it after they got divorced.
Yes.
So is it a young thing? Younger women might be more attracted, but as you get older and more stable, you don't want to be around guys like that?
Probably. Although, I think with this case, I don't think Eddie Van Halen was unstable. I mean, he still is very active with their kid.
Yeah, we know a lot of people that jump around stage on cables and things.
Well, their son, Wolfgang, actually tours
with
him now.
He
replaced Michael Anthony as the bass player.
Yeah. Wolfgang.
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 Wolfgang Van Halen.
I am Wolfgang Cavana.
Wolfgang McFadden.
That wouldn't work. Yeah.
Wolfgang Fasanelli.
Wolfie.
Wolfgang Kessler.
But what about Kate Hudson?
That's kind of cool, actually.
I mean, what about Kate Hudson's got that whole rock star? She was married to Chris Robinson, the Black Crows, and now she's dating with the guy from, not the guy from Good
Charlotte.
Green
Crows.
No.
No.
And I never understood how a beautiful chick like her is dating that skinny little Chris Robinson dude. He's skinny and ugly, but hey, man.
Skinny and ugly.
If you're a rock star, you got it going on.
All right, so from the gossip department, husband and wife pair Daniel Craig and Rachel Weisz are going to Broadway, Roberta.
Oh?
Mike Nichols is going to direct them in Betrayal.
Bond on Broadway.
Yes. She's going to make her Broadway debut, plays Emma, a woman having an affair with her husband's best friend. And Daniel Craig, starring opposite Hugh Jackman in A Steady Rain a couple of years ago, plays her hubby. All right? So, if you're interested, check with Roberta. She'll get you all the tickets. She's the queen of cheap. She'll tell you how to line up and where to line up. And
they've
how
never
you get
done Bond on Broadway, have they?
Bond?
That would be great.
That would be interesting, for sure.
It's actually a very creative strategy. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
At last, a movie about a real superhero. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Jackie Robinson. A black man in white baseball.
I want you to know I'm there for you.
In my heart.
Think about the abuse that he's going to take.
What you going to do if one of these pictures goes through your head?
I'll duck.
He didn't wear a cape, and he wasn't quite as fast as a speeding bullet, but Jackie Robinson did leap a giant barrier with a single bound in 1947 when he became the first African-American to play Major League Baseball. A new movie, 42, tells the story of Robinson's breakthrough with the Brooklyn Dodgers. It stars young newcomer Chadwick Boseman as Jackie, and Harrison Ford as the team owner who signed him up, Branch Rickey. Jackie Robinson died in 1972, and his widow, Rachel Robinson, who's now 90, told me she's long dreamed of seeing a film made about their story.
We've been trying to get the film done since Sidney Poitier could have played Jack.
clearly you and Jackie would have been crazy not to feel anger sometimes through all this, but you could never show it, right?
No, you couldn't. I went to every home game, and Jack and I would come back together in the car. And when we got to the house, as he said, I'll be in a little later. I just went in because I knew that he was very angry, and he had to have a time to himself. And what he would do is go to the near golf course and hit balls. And after he hit a couple of buckets of balls, he was ready to come home. Because, and we had both, we pledged ourselves to try to make our home a haven because we were being attacked from the outside. And being attacked from the outside didn't make us attack each other. It drew us closer together so that we could work together and at least have that kind of support.
42, the inspiring true story of Jackie Robinson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Anybody remember? Sometime in late April.
22nd. 22nd.
All right. So what is that? That's a week from next Tuesday, I believe.
Every day is Earth Day, my friends.
Thank you, Richie. That's very good.
It should be anyway.
What a load.
Yeah. Rich, what's a load?
Earth Day?
Earth Day. Why?
Every day is Earth Day.
Okay. So that's not a load.
Yeah, it just irks me. I take my kids out to the creek behind our house and pick up the litter that the teenagers keep. We do that once a month. Uh-huh. And then, you know, everybody gets together once a year. Oh, I'm going to go do something for the environment. Get out there on a Tuesday. It just drives me crazy. Get out there on a Tuesday and go pick up some trash.
Clean up today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Every day is clean up
day.
Come
on now.
Take care of the earth. It takes care of you. Don't mess with Mother Nature, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Roberta Fasinelli is here with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. All right, Kenny, we got any more questions? Earlier in the day, we posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, the suggestion that you could ask any of us anything you wanted. And we've had some interesting questions, all of which we have answered in an excellent fashion, if I do say so myself. So what is the next question? I have a question.
Jeff in New York says, I've heard that Rich is really the brains behind the show. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Really? What does he know?
It's actually Roberta and I, but you know.
I am the puppeteer that pulls the strings for Doug Steffen's every move.
Yeah, you keep believing that. All right.
In actuality,
it's the person's name who does it, Meredith.
Yeah. Where was Meredith
next?
In 1986?
She wasn't with me. No, neither were you with me.
Yeah, 86.
Uh-huh. All right,
John wants to know where his wife's extra set of car keys is.
John check the freezer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Freezers.
They're in the car still. They're in the car.
That's hard to lock your key in the car.
Well, you may not have locked the car. If you have the new kind of gizmo, it doesn't lock.
The sofa cushions.
No. I'm going with the freezer.
Still in the car.
The sofa cushions.
All right, next question.
Ask that's it.
Really? That's all
the questions.
Right, I have a question then. Everybody ready for my question?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This could be considered a 2020 News Quiz question, but I'm going to ask it of the staff because we have four people here, and I'll give each of you a chance. Maybe I'll assign. No, you know, it's even better. I'm going to assign an answer to each of you.
You can't do that.
The other one has to figure out which person is the right answer. Are you ready? Which of the following does not exist A, Cranberry World. That's Richie's answer.
Huh?
B, Monkey Caverns. That would be Roberta's answer. C, Shuffleboard Hall of Fame. That would be Jennifer's answer. And a Watermelon Monument. And that's D. That will be Kenny's answer. So A was Roberta. No, it was Jennifer, right?
No, A was, Rich.
That was
Rich.
Okay, Rich.
B then was Roberta.
Roberta.
D was Jennifer. D was Jennifer. Ken.
Okay. All right. So, now I'm going to go around the room. Which of you thinks that you are right? Is it Rich?
I'm not right.
Roberta?
I'm not right.
Jennifer,
I'm not
Ken.
Right either.
All right, that means Kenny's right.
I don't think I'm right either.
I don't think any of you are right.
It's either watermelon or cranberry, I think.
Really?
That'd be my answer. I think watermelon. Really?
Nope. Anybody else? There is a Cranberry World. There is a Shuffleboard Hall of Fame. There is a Watermelon Monument, but there is no place in the world called the Monkey Cavern. So Roberta does not exist.
Hmm.
Thank you for being here and giving us your life, Roberta. It was very nice of you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, you're welcome. Yeah. All right.
I'll miss you.
Yeah, it'd be too bad. All right, so Richie.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, there are people doing things that are unseemly. We all know every day we come up with some story that one, when hearing it says, huh?
More than people, Doug.
Yes.
Rats. Ruby sent me a Christmas card today.
Aw, Chuck.
The actor who is the voice of Charlie Brown in 1965's A Charlie Brown Christmas and 1966's It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, is under arrest.
No!
And has pleaded guilty to threatening and stalking both his girlfriend and the plastic surgeon who gave her breast enhancements that he paid for.
She left him? Is that the problem?
I don't know the details of the relationship. And you start wondering whether she left him to date the plastic surgeon, but none of those details have come out yet.
How can you ever leave Charlie Brown? But here's what it must have sounded like at the trial. Are you ready? Jail.
No, jail will be So apparently 56-year-old Peter Robbins entered a plea on Wednesday in San Diego and could get up to 3 years in prison. The prosecutor said that he called his girlfriend several dozen times a day and told her, and here's where it gets freaky, that he would kill her and her son if if he did not give back his dog and his
car.
Wouldn't it be great if he named his dog Snoopy? So, and apparently he was calling the plastic surgeon and saying the same threats and also saying, I want my money back.
There you go. Okay, so Dr. Joy Brown is going to help us. She is very good at solving problems. So we have a problem, and we're going to get it fixed in a moment. Then later on, Jennifer is going to update us on who the most appealing celebrity is, plus a celebrity couple that wants to make their life a sitcom, so they think. I will find out about that after we talk with Joy, and that comes up right after this here on Good Day.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
And where would life be without that? Since 18 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. When adversity hits you, or somebody close to you, is it human to say, why me? I remember back in 1987 when Annette, who died recently, found out she had MS. She saw the illness as a calling to help raise money to fight the disease. She raised millions of dollars through her fame and misfortune by establishing the Annette Funicello Fund for Neurological Diseases. Dr. Joy Brown is here with us, and I'm sure on her daily radio program, which airs from noon to 3 o'clock Eastern Time, she gets a lot of people, and has over the years, that ask her that same question, why me? And what do you tell people who don't understand how you can gain through adversity? It's easy, I suppose, for us to look at a woman who has breast cancer, for example, and understand the question or whatever. Anything that ails you, oftentimes it comes back to wondering why God has cursed me with his disease. But some people look at it as an opportunity. I use the Annette thing, but generally speaking, diseases, accidents, misfortune, they aren't on most people's wish list, Joy. But the people who win are the ones who come back with a can-do attitude. How often do you find those people?
Well, you know, I'm probably somewhat blessed in that my audience has gotten pretty used to me. And I think that even when they say call Joy, that you know, when they're hearing it for the first time, that they know that the question why me is somewhat unanswerable, that I don't know, they don't know, and the response is going to be either why not or life isn't fair or whatever, some sort of equally platitudinous response. My job is really to help people deal with whatever it is that they're, whatever hand they've been dealt. But whether I don't subscribe, and I suppose that's part of the response, to the notion that bad things happen to bad people and good things happen to good people. I think bad things happen across the board and good things happen across the board. So the question is not why me, but what am I going to do with whatever it is that's troubling me? Sometimes the question is why is it troubling me? Because while MS may be obvious to everybody it's a problem, but that sometimes people will call because they're unhappy and there's no particular reason that they can point to. So why am I unhappy might be a more ordinary question to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm in the business of, okay, this is what is, what do I do about it, rather than the epistemological, why me? Because I'm a psychologist, and I'm a practical psychologist.
Joy, don't you find that many people bring their own, oh, woe is me,
yes,
on themselves?
Yes.
And then there are some people who you just watch that no matter what happens to them, they're always kind of skipping through life with this, you know, stupid smirk on their face, and nothing seems to bother them. And what's the difference between those two people? I mean, what's the difference between the person who, if they get a hangnail, they're like, oh, God, why me? Why
always
me? And then there's the person who gets breast cancer who says, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to prove how strong I am.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And believe it or not, there was the largest study ever done was done after September 11th by the American Psychological Association, and the topic was exactly what you're referring to, which is resilience.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it and how is it that some people bounce back? And, you know, it's the old joke about the two kids, and the father decides to test them because one is always happy and one is always unhappy. And so he gives the one kid who's always unhappy a room full of toys, and the kid goes plowing through them, and at the end says, "Is that all?" And the kid who's always happy, he gives a room full of manure, and the kid is happily whistling, and he's shoveling away, and the father says, "What are you doing?" He says, "There's got to be a pony in here somewhere." And, you know, it's sort of an old story, but it is that sense that our lives are going to be much more dependent on our attitude about what happens to us than what actually happens to us.
All right, so I want to go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that the resilience just seems to be the ability to believe that, first of all, that things happen to everybody across the board, so life is not fair, but that we're dealt a hand, and the question is not what's the hand, but what do we do with it?
Deal with it.
Can I follow up with this?
Yes, you may, Rich.
So in how you deal with it, does that determine whether you get more or less of the good and the bad?
Well, it determines whether or not you have a happy life.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that people, that you don't wish for things that other people have, so that envy is not part of your life.
Horrible.
That you're able, as you guys point out, to see the challenge or the opportunity. You know, the word in, I think the sign, the ideograph for disaster in Chinese is the same one as opportunity. That attitude really is everything. That if you're going to go through life saying, gee, I got to win the lottery, you're going to not be very happy most of the time. If you go through life saying, wow, I'm on the right side of the grass, you know, what's my challenge for today? You're going to basically lead a happy life, independent of what happens to you.
Other than the commandment, thou shalt not kill, I believe the one you just referred to, not as one of the Ten Commandments, but basically covet what your neighbor has. You don't ever win by stealing what somebody else has. If you create something afresh and anew, then you'll be a winner. You steal from somebody else, you are a loser, and it will come back to grab you right in your butt. Absolutely.
Karma, man.
Yeah, really. DrJoy.com. Dr. Joy Brown here with us on Good Day.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
Hi, Jen.
Dougie, she's right here.
So, yesterday we were talking, it was yesterday, the day before, about Omarosa. I pronounced her name.
Omarosa.
Right. Omarosa. She's suing LaToya. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
All right. Do you want to tell us the story?
They were both on The Celebrity Apprentice, and they were like arch
rivals. There's not enough room in any room for those two egos.
Although LaToya, I don't know, she kind of impresses me, but she made a couple of stupid moves with Omarosa, and she happened to do in her little video, you know, when they talk off to the side, she said that she thought Omarosa probably killed Michael Clark Duncan because she's so evil.
There you go.
So Omarosa didn't take too kindly to that, and she's suing LaToya.
All right, so what's the story with this new great sitcom that these two have come up with?
Oh, boy. Leanne Rimes and her husband, Eddie Cibrian, think their life would make quite the sitcom.
I thought they were getting divorced. They weren't getting along or something.
Yeah. No, they're together. They both cheated on their spouses to be together, so
great,
that's how they got together.
Right.
But they've been shopping around a scripted comedy based on their lives together. They would play versions of themselves, like Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I'm sure it would take a lot of shots at Eddie's ex, Brandi Glanville, because they have like an ongoing
ongoing feud.
Uh-huh. Betty White, most appealing celebrity in the world.
Yeah, also on the list, Sandra Bullock, Tom Hanks, Carol Burnett, Morgan Freeman, and Gabby Douglas.
And us.
And us.
A couple of people from NCIS.
Celebrity.
And us. Right. We're likable.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
It. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Now 53 after the hour is Bill Medley and Jennifer Warrens from the movie Dirty Dancing won the Best Song Oscar today in 1988. Can we have a moratorium, Kenny, on this?
No! Are you crazy?
We've had this like three, four times.
And don't they do the one Up Where We Belong from Officer and a Gentleman, too?
Yeah, right. I love this. Come on.
No, enough is enough. Okay, I also want to have a moratorium.
Girls want it, you have to give it to the girls.
I want to have a moratorium on the movie.
Women love
the quiz that
movie.
We have today.
Oh, really?
Even though it has it's featured because of the fact that it won the Oscar for the best actress in a role in this film, 1988. It just, in my mind, maybe it's because I've been here for so long and I've heard the same stuff over and over
again. Let me guess what it is already.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your biological clock, am I right, Ken?
No.
Okay.
No. You're not right. Okay, so then let's have the audio and we'll see if we can come up with the identity. 888-302-3684. After all, we have a closet full of Doug Steffen prizes to give away. Might as well find out. I mean, people don't have the same memory. We do this all day, every
right.
day.
And usually when you say, I don't like this movie, it's one of my favorites. So yeah, I'm very excited now.
I don't know if it's, I like her, I didn't like this movie.
All right, let's hear what it is. I'm dying.
Here's the first clue.
All right, the engagement is off.
In time, you will see that this is the best thing.
In time, you'll drop dead, and I'll come to your funeral in a red dress.
It's a great movie.
I didn't like it, so we are for me.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Next clue.
And you like her.
I do. And
I like
her
a lot.
I like him. I like the guy whose voice we just heard in there as well.
You love him, Loretta?
No, I love him all.
I love him all.
Oh, God, that's too bad.
Olympia Dukakis is very good at this. All right. But anyway, I just, whatever it is, I didn't like it. Next clip.
Snap out of it.
Right.
All right, what's that movie? 888-302-3684. Anyway, Kenny, put this on hold after this, will you, for at least a year? Meanwhile, It's time for us to have a very important message, and then Chucker.
What? It's all Chucker time.
I don't need. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Chucker, you have lots of time for movie news, pal.
Okay, Doug. Actor Tom Cruise's new sci-fi film Oblivion, which is opens, I believe, next week, and tracking at around $40 million opening, which is pretty good.
Pretty good.
Cruise, who I believe is now 49 years old, has had a great career, but you know what? He's got a bright future ahead of him. He is doing, and will do another Mission Impossible film, a sequel to Jack Reacher, and has attached himself to the Man from U.N.C.L.E. Feature film based on the
so,
TV show.
Stop right there. Doug, I had the opportunity yesterday to get somebody, the girl that plays with in this movie. I can't remember what her name is.
It's a British girl.
And Alcy, I think, actually.
Yeah.
And I turned it down because I knew what I thought your reaction to this movie would be. And this is apparently a movie about Earth after it's attacked by aliens after 40 years or something like that.
Yeah, it is. Everybody's living that was on the Earth in big machines above the Earth, that kind of stuff. Now, I would have had a conversation with her. I think she, actually, I've seen this trailer 100 times, and she appeals to me in the sense that she has an appealing sort of presence in the movie.
All right. No,
what do you think? My opinion of the trailer is I've seen different cuts of it.
Yeah, they've cut it up differently.
And I don't find it very enticing or exciting.
Well, Morgan Freeman plays
it's pretty good, but.
And there's a lot of creepy crawly creatures in it, so whether or not I'd be interested
in that's what I thought. Yeah.
No, but I think she, the idea if you can close your eyes during the creepy crawly parts, it might be actually a fairly. I find him attractive. I'm not attractive that way. No, but I like his.
Speaking of that pride closet.
Yeah, right.
come out!
Thank you, Jennifer. No, I find him. It was like Gene Hackman. I go see every Gene Hackman movie that there was, and pretty much every Clint Eastwood movie that there was, and pretty much every Robert De Niro movie that there was. You know, that's what I. And now I'd see pretty much anything Ben Affleck or Matt Damon was in. I think there's a universal appeal here, and all the stuff that I hear about Cruise, usually there's more smoke to it. There's probably something there that may be off track. But you know what? When you look at people who are creative and can do this kind of stuff, they're a little whack to begin with, for the most part. And so that makes them more interesting.
I said to somebody yesterday, nobody wants to watch an interview with Robert De Niro or Harrison Ford or Johnny Depp because they're awful interviews. But in front of the camera, when the director's in action,
they're there.
It's going good.
Right. Rick is in Aberdeen, Mississippi. What's the name of that movie, Rick? Rick.
Aww.
Short naps. Richie, have you got everything the way it's supposed to be? Where's Rick?
Yeah, he's there.
Give him a prize anyway because he was right. That's why I went to him.
You can just tell intuitively.
Right,
no. Good job, Rick.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.